Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The wake up call.
It's the wake up call. 106.5
The End.
Thanksgiving in my house didn't start until somebody opened up that Smirnoff. It's going down right then and there. I always had that aunt that was a Jehovah's Witness. No, she ain't supposed to be celebrating no damn holidays, but she showed up anyway with her crazy family because somebody cooked. And she the first one. First one gets drunk and want to tell the truth, and we all love it. Hope she bring up cousin Lonnie. Bobby is not that boy's father. And the boy sitting right there, he's 44 years old. Bobby's not that damn boy's father. Y'all know it. Bobby's a good man. He ain't that damn boy's father.
He right there crying.
I hate y'all. Y'all ain't no family. Every Thanksgiving, y'all gotta bring my father into it. I can't wait to go back down south, man.
Tracy Morgan. Man, did you ever see Tracy Morgan do live stand-up? Did you ever get to see him on stage?
I don't know.
I saw Tracy Morgan at the Punchline.
Not like in person.
Okay, I saw Tracy Morgan at the Punchline one time, and I don't think I've ever laughed that hard.
Really?
At a comedian. And I'm not saying that because, like, his comedy is, like, that great. It's not like he's not better than, like, Dave Chappelle or Dave Attell or, I mean, other people that I've seen, David Cross. Wow, a lot of Daves. But it's just his delivery. Like, he just seems like he's not okay on stage.
Oh, okay.
And it's just hysterical. Like, I don't know. God, Tracy Morgan's so funny.
I'm always surprised when I remember he's still alive.
Yeah. Survived that thing.
At that accident.
Yeah.
I know that it's not that. It's just, it seems like he surely lives a lifestyle where he shouldn't be.
I'm sure he doesn't do it anymore.
Okay.
But I mean, his character, Tracy Jordan on 30 Rock. Was 100% him.
Right. Like, that's what I'm saying.
The mental health problems that he had.
That's exactly why I'm saying that.
Oh my God. There's an episode in the first season of 30 Rock, and it made me a fan of that show long after I probably should have still liked that show, because it does kind of tail off there. But it's an episode where Tracy Jordan starts hallucinating and starts thinking he sees a blue character everywhere. I still tear up laughing watching that show.
Oh.
Him being pulled away while he's screaming down the hall, "Blue Man, where are your feet at?" Just makes me laugh. And I think that was taken from like a real, like psychotic and or drug episode that he had at 30 Rockefeller Center when he was on SNL.
I didn't know that.
So funny. So funny. Anyway.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
For the Roses time on the Wake Up Call. We're talking to Maggie this morning. Good morning, Maggie.
Good morning.
You're on War of the Roses, so there's an issue and there's a problem, and let's see if we can help you solve it. Your boyfriend's name is Julian. Why do you think Julian is cheating on you?
Okay, so my friend told me that he was at the gym the other day, and basically some, you know, she heard through the grapevine that some girl got hurt, quote unquote, got hurt. And that he went with her to the hospital when she got hurt. And he, like, spent the whole time there with her. He was not texting me back. It was during a time period where I could not get in contact with him. I don't know. It just feels super sus. I don't like it.
And the time that he wasn't available, I'm sure you were like, why weren't you texting me back? He didn't say, oh, I was at the ER with somebody?
No, he was super shady about it. And he was kind of just like, oh, I was helping a friend. Also, he usually shares his location with me, and it was off that day.
Huh. Okay, so Katie's going to call him up. She's going to offer him some free roses. We'll see who he sends them to. We'll also see what he writes in the card. That's very important. And hopefully it's you, and we're gonna get to the bottom of this, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Julian, please?
This is him. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Jill with and I am calling today with a special gift that we are offering to all of our valued customers.
I'm not interested. I'm so sorry.
Well,
I'm a little
keep in
busy
mind
right
that
now.
This is a free...
Julian, are you still there?
Yeah.
That wasn't a free offer for roses. Sorry, did I jump in too fast?
No, you're fine.
Okay, it sounded like he hung up. My name's actually Gavin. That's actually Katie. We're the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. And we're calling to offer you roses because we wanted to see who you'd send them to, because that's kind of being called into question by your girlfriend, Maggie, who's actually on hold listening. Maggie, you're back on with us?
Oh, my God.
Maggie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
It's not, baby. Okay, oh, boy. Maggie, tell Julian why you wanted us to do this, because she thinks you might be cheating on her, Julian.
Oh.
Well, Julian, the other day I couldn't get in touch with you, and you gave me this vague answer.
I told you I was with my
friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then I heard from Veronica that you were at the ER with some girl that you were at the gym with. Why were you at the gym with some girl?
I wasn't with this girl. I just saw a girl get hurt, like, really badly. She dropped the weight, like, she couldn't handle it. And what am I going to do, just, like, leave her alone? Or, like, it would have been a guy, it would have been a girl, it doesn't matter.
I don't like
she
that.
She was by herself, like, she could barely, like,
okay,
even
hold
talk,
okay,
you know,
can I ask a question? Did you drive, are you saying you drove a stranger in your car to the ER?
I did not drive anybody, no. The gym called an ambulance. I was just by her side. I don't even remember her name. I was just by her side. I don't think she remembered her name. I was by her side. Yeah, just to make sure, like,
wait,
the day arrived. That, like,
Julian, hold on. To me, that's actually almost worse. You went with her in the ambulance to the ER?
Yeah.
Julian, you know
the
this
same
girl.
Thing?
Wait, you know this girl.
Listen,
who does that?
It does seem, Julian, at the very least, like she is a
gentleman who like respects himself. Like if somebody gets hurt, I'm just that kind of person. Like I want to be there for the community. I want to be there for the people. I will make sure.
Okay,
I'll go and
Julian,
make sure you're all right. You
at
know?
The
and,
very
like,
least,
what if there was like a
at the very least, this chick is a friend of yours from the gym, right?
I don't know her name. I did not write down her information.
You don't know her
sure
name.
Okay
hold
her
on a second.
Hospital.
Come on. How do you not know her name at this point? You went with her to the... did you stay with her at the ER with her? Or were you just like, that was a good... Thanks for the ride. I'm going to hop out.
Yeah, pretty much. No, I mean, like, they took her in. They didn't let me in because I'm not, like, her family or anything. Like, they took her in.
Okay, Maggie said that you were unavailable for quite a while.
There is no service at the Southern Roseville ER or whatever the place they took me. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I was just preoccupied with what's going on.
Okay, that's the only part of your story, actually, that has any bit of truth to it.
True, but how about this? How did you get back to your car?
I Ubered.
Man, you've got an answer for everything.
I know I probably should have, like, told you all of this, but honestly, it's my business what I do, you know?
Julian,
how was your day today?
It was great.
Took a trip to the ER with a stranger.
Right, like, that's the other thing. You didn't tell Maggie, your girlfriend, any of this.
Unless we're married, I don't have to tell you everything about my day.
Oh, boy.
Or anything. Okay. I can't believe I'm saying this, but Julian, A, I'm very confident you're not telling the truth, and B, I like you.
So, Thank you. You
seem like a lovable scoundrel.
You really do.
All right. So, listen, you guys have a lot to work out. We've taken this as far as we can. Good luck to both of you. It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
106.5, the end. It's the Wake Up Call.
Snoop is coming to the venue on December 27th, right after Christmas. And we've got tickets. And you could be going to see him for free. Ben, are you there?
Yep. Hello.
Congratulations, you're caller 17.
Thank you so much. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning to you. Now, this is a very specific contest that we've been doing because, you know, Snoop, over the last 20, 25 years, seems to have made marijuana pretty much his entire personality. And we have strains of marijuana, which all have very colorful, fun names. And because Coachella was forced to release their lineup 2 months earlier than they normally do, we know who's going to be at Coachella as well. So I'm asking you, is this a strain of marijuana or is this an alternative rock band that is going to play at Coachella? Now, Katie doesn't know the answers. She can help you or hurt you in some cases.
Right, I'm very bad at this.
All right, are you ready to play, Ben?
Yes.
All right, here we go. First one on here. A cheesy mist. Is a cheesy mist a strain of weed or a band at Coachella?
I feel like there was already a cheese band there from yesterday. I'm going to say a strain of weed.
I'm going to have to agree.
You think it's a strain of weed as well?
I think so.
Great. Because it is. Oh.
Wasn't there a cheese band yesterday?
Yeah, there was.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Phantom Glue.
That is a band.
Phantom Glue. Is that weed or is that a band at Coachella?
Weed.
You think it's weed? You're going against Katie on that one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're right.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Ben, are you a stoner?
I used to be like 7 years ago, and I know there's Gorilla Glue, so that led me to.
Gorilla Glue is a strain of weed too?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Ben, you have the most calming voice I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
He's a former stoner.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know that it works that way.
You're not going to rattle him.
Okay.
He sounds like your husband.
You think?
Yeah, I think so.
I've never been soothed by Mike the way I am by Ben.
Oh, really? Wow, Ben, what a compliment.
Hire me. I would love to work with you guys.
All right. Okay. Here we go. Number three. You got 2 points.
Okay.
Glass beams. Is glass beams...
I'm going to say...
A strain of weed or a band?
I'm going to say a band because I don't think you'd want the word glass in something that you're going to put into your lungs.
That is another term for one of the ways to consume. I'm going to say band, though.
Okay.
It is a band.
Okay.
Wow, another way to consume. Which part, the beam or the glass?
The glass.
He's talking about a pipe.
No. Actual ways to consume. I guess I should word it differently. There's flour and shatter and wax and all that. So glass is technically one of
We're learning so much.
A wealth of knowledge for somebody who has decided to stop smoking weed.
All right, here we go. How about Still Woozy? Is Still Woozy a band at Coachella or weed?
Weed.
Ben?
I'll go band again.
Wow! Ben, you are great at this.
Man.
Still Woozy, a band at Coachella. Listen, you've won the tickets. Let's just play for fun now at this point, okay?
Okay.
All right, how about this one? God's Treat.
Weed.
You think that's weed? You're not even thinking
gonna
about it.
I'm going to start listening to Ben. I'm going to say weed.
Yeah, that's weed. How about...
That's also what I call myself.
God's Treat. Yeah. That's what I say every time I go down to the fridge and eat shredded cheese out of a bag. Time for some God's Treat. How about Disco Lines?
Weed.
Ben?
Oh, man.
Disco Lines. Band. You say band? Ben's, he has gotten 6 out of 6.
This is crazy.
And the last one, Shineapple. Is Shineapple a band at Coachella? Could be. Sounds like a hippie band. Or is it weed, which also could be?
I literally cannot tell.
Shineapple.
I'm going to say a band.
I'll say weed, for sure.
Nailed every single one on this list. Ben, you former reformed stoner, you. Congratulations. You got tickets to go see Snoop Dogg at the venue right after Christmas. Stay on hold. We got to get your information. That was impressive, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you got it, man.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
You know, she lost yesterday, and if you think that that's going to get her down, you might be right. It's time to play Are You Smarter Than Katie? Listen, I can't say that you don't get a little shook sometimes when you get a loss under your belt.
Yeah, sometimes just keeps going.
Let's see how Alesius competes against you. Good morning, Alesius.
Good morning.
Am I saying your name right? Alesius?
Yes, Alesius. Yeah, you're correct.
Oh, Alicia. Okay, no S. Awesome. All right, Katie's left the studio, and I got 5 questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Listen, jackpot's only $20, but who cares? We're really playing for pride, you know?
I know. That's why I got in. Nobody wanted to play for $20 today.
That's actually not true. The phone lines were ringing off the hook. So, really? You're very lucky. All right, here we go.
Nice, I know.
Cool. Question one. Remember Barbenheimer last year? That was when Barbie and Oppenheimer came out on the same weekend, and both were huge Oscar and box office successes. Well, that's happening again this weekend. Wicked and Gladiator 2 are both coming out this weekend, and people are calling it Glicked. That's the funny little name. That we have. If you want to see the review for the movie Wicked that I have up on my Instagram, just text the word movie, M-I-M-O-V-I-E, to 916-909-1065. What city does Gladiator 2 take place in?
What city does Gladiator take place in?
Yeah.
Rome.
Question two, Ellen and her wife Portia left America. She said it was because of the election. She fears the direction America has taken, especially for the LGBT community, but it also might be because of the lack of work that she is experiencing right now. What country did she move to? Was it England, Spain, or Sweden?
Spain.
Question three, remember Jussie Smollett or Smollett? He was the actor who faked a hate crime on himself and then went to prison for it. Well, a judge just had his conviction overturned, not because he's innocent, but because he reached a deal with the DA at the time. But then the mayor of Chicago tried him anyway. And the judge said that was wrong. What was the name of the show that Jussie was on when that happened?
Empire.
Question four, HBO Max is bringing the Harry Potter books to the small screen with a more in-depth series, and J.K. Rowling has been involved in it. And the internet just found out about that, and because of her anti-transgender comments, they are mad and demanding that she be removed from the project. Who is the enslaved house elf that becomes a big part of the story?
The enslaved house elf on Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Dobby.
All righty. And question five, McDonald's announced that starting on this... Huh? Are you talking to me? You're not talking to me.
Harry Potter. Go ahead. Sorry.
McDonald's announced that starting on December 3rd, the McRib is back in not all but most locations. Not only can you put a McRib in your McBelly again, but you can also buy a half-gallon jug of McRib sauce for $20. So if a McRib sandwich costs $3.50... and you buy five of them and a jug of McRib sauce, what is your total?
How much is the McRib sauce?
The McRib sauce is $20.
$37.50.
All righty. Please bring Katie back in here. Thank you, Kyle. And here we go. Alicia, what do you do for a living? And who's that in the background?
A medical administration, and I have my husband, Jesse, in the background.
All right.
We work at the same place and carpool together.
Oh, I love that.
Very cute.
What does he do for a living?
Sometimes. He's in medical. He's a medical receptionist.
You both are? I love that. Well, you guys
I'm a medical admin. I'm a different department.
Luckily.
Seems like you feel like you're above him.
No.
Okay.
But, I am.
In our hearts and our minds, you are, for sure. All right.
But I am.
I'm going to put you lovebirds on hold. Katie, you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Remember Barbenheimer? That was when Barbie and Oppenheimer came out on the same weekend.
Yes.
Well, it's happening again.
Okay.
This weekend, the movie Wicked and Gladiator 2 come out.
Okay.
Both look like they're going to be big box office and award season movies, and everybody's calling it Glicked.
Okay.
That's the cutesy name that we gave it. Did you see my review for Wicked?
No.
No. If anybody else wants to see it, though, it's on my Instagram. What city does Gladiator 2 take place in?
In what city?
Yeah.
Rome?
Yeah.
Okay.
I said that with such disdain for Rome.
Well, you made it sound like Gladiator 2 is taking place in a different place than Gladiator 1.
I just asked where Gladiator 2 is taking place.
Okay.
Maybe they moved the Colosseum. I don't know. Question two, Ellen and her wife, Portia, have left America.
Yes, they have.
Permanently. She said it was because of the election. She fears the direction America is going to be taking, especially for people like her. And it might also be because of the lack of work she's experiencing
right now. I feel like she's got enough money to never work again.
Probably. What country did they move to? Was it England, Spain, or Sweden?
It was England.
Yeah, it was London, England. Question three. Remember Jesse Smollett?
Yeah.
He faked a hate crime on himself and then went to prison for it. Well, a judge has overturned his conviction. Not because anybody thinks he's innocent, but it's because at the time, he struck a deal with the DA.
Okay.
And the mayor of Chicago was like, I'm not happy and I don't approve of that. So the mayor hired a special prosecutor to prosecute him anyway. Okay. And a judge is like, that shouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
What was the name of the show that he was on?
Lion?
Empire.
Empire. Was Lion a show?
Probably.
Why? What is? What am I thinking of?
You're thinking of The Masked Singer. He wasn't on that.
Right. That fever dream.
Question four. Max is bringing the Harry Potter books to the small screen, but in a series so they can be more in-depth. I'm actually getting more and more excited about this the more I find out about it. But J.K. Rowling is involved in the series. And the internet just found out about that, and they are pissed because of her anti-trans comments. And they are demanding that she be removed from the project. Guys, come on.
It's kind of her project.
That's literally her thing. Who is the enslaved house elf that becomes a big part of the story?
Dobby.
Dobby. Dobby. We love you. Question five. McDonald's announced that December 3rd, the McRib is back.
Okay.
You're so excited.
I've never had one.
Really? Mm-mm. We got to put a McRib in your McBelly.
Okay. Never say anything like that again.
Mm.
No, and don't make that sound either.
Get some pork fat in you.
Gavin!
Listen, as if that wasn't cool enough, you can also this year buy a half-gallon jug of the McRib sauce for $20.
Okay.
So if a McRib sandwich costs $3.50 and you buy five of them,
yep,
which is a serving size, and you buy a jug of the sauce.
Oh, wow.
What's your total?
Okay.
Three seconds.
Okay, $37.50.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Very good. By the way, people are texting in. Lion was their last name on Empire.
Oh, okay.
Good job.
Thank
good
you, job. Everyone.
All right, final score. Alicia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
And what's your husband's name?
Jesse,
that's right.
Woo! Woo!
Every morning.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. We appreciate that. And final score, you both got four.
Ooh.
So Katie wins. Ties go to Katie. We're at $20 of the jackpot. What do you two lovebirds want to tell us?
What do we have to say today? Today, we are not smarter than Katie.
Not today. You guys are
just
so cute.
Katie.
Love just, you too.
Just as smart as Katie. Hey, you know what, by the way? On December 6th, we're going to be at Sky River Casino doing Are You Smarter Than Kevin event. We really hope that everybody comes, but especially you two, come down. That'd be fun to meet you guys
at that
event.
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. Yes, we would love to.
All
December 6th. Well,
December
6th.
Put it in your phone, all right. Okay? All right.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
Dirty little secret time on the Wake Up Call. And we're talking to Dylan. It's not his real name. This is not his real voice. Good morning, Dylan.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're doing just fine. Dylan is preparing something for Thanksgiving dinner with his family, and it is not cranberry sauce or stuffing.
Okay.
Dylan, tell everybody what you plan on doing.
I'm intending to come out to all of my family for the holiday.
Okay.
That's
great. Congratulations.
Thank you, but I'm going to be honest. I'm not really doing it exactly on, like, a happy note. Like, I want to do it because my family is, like, super conservative and, like, bigoted, and they're just, like, so stuck in their ways and are so, like, rude and everything about it. And, like, I honestly want to do this because I want to ruin their holiday. Like, I want to finally put it in their face.
I want, Dilt. If you missed that, it's the quote, I want to ruin their holiday. Wow. Yeah. That.
Okay.
That is spectacular.
I want you to paint the picture for me. So none of your family knows that you are gay?
My dad passed away, so he's out of the picture now. My mom does know. I told her a long time ago, and she doesn't care. She's totally cool with it, everything. But I told her about my plan that I want to do this, and she actually agrees because there's tons of my family members that she can't stand. Like, they're really rude people. I mean, they're like some in-laws that are trash, you know, honestly. And, like, maybe this will stop them from coming, or maybe it'll shut their views up. They won't talk about politics at Thanksgiving all the time. So
I'm all for this.
How long have you known you were gay?
Since I was little.
Okay. Having that as your personal history, but not coming out to your extended family, if they have had these views, what I imagine is for a very long time, that must have been really difficult for you.
Oh, yeah. Especially with, like, side comments.
Aww.
And, like, you know, saying things, like, just in open air, like, and then I just have to kind of swallow, like, bite my tongue and, like, not speak back. Like, it's been, yeah, it's been very hard, and it's why I'm doing it now. Like, I'm sick of them.
Okay, so, and this is going to sound, I'm just going to ask it. Is it going to be obvious?
So some of my, like, younger cousins, I think, probably know, because they've, like, made comments. But in terms of, like, some of my older family members, they're just so oblivious. Like, oh, that's just not even possible. Like, they would just, like, not even...
Like, that happens to other families.
Exactly, yeah. Like, they're so oblivious to it.
It was kind of like that when my brother came out. It was, like, an equal part of, well, this isn't shocking at all, and this is totally shocking. What kind of fallout are you expecting? Like, are you expecting anger or just cringe?
Or
like,
are they just going to be uncomfortable?
Yeah, like, how is it going to go down on Thanksgiving when you come out of the closet officially to your bigoted extended family?
Probably a little bit of both. I mean, I'm not expecting, like, anger. Like, they really can't do much, except maybe, like, leave if they really would want to. But I would see that being a little bit overdramatic. It'd probably just, like, make them really uncomfortable and, like...
Well, especially because, you know, they're going to remember all the things that they've said in front of you.
Yes,
especially
exactly.
If they were, like, homophobic, bigoted things that... I'm sure they're going to, I mean, I'd like to think they're going to be kind of embarrassed, but you know what? Maybe they won't. I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard telling. I mean, I just want them to kind of spit out their mashed potatoes, honestly. And like,
now, just so that we know, you do feel safe in this environment doing this, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, I don't feel like they would, like, hurt me. Or anything like that. Like, they're not extreme. They're just, like, good.
So here's how I'm picturing it all going down. You're doing this. They're getting upset. Maybe there are tears. There's at very least some red faces. And your mother is just sitting back with a big glass of Pinot, just laughing.
God bless.
Exactly.
I love this. Please, if there's any videos of anything, tag us in them over the holidays, okay?
Okay, I will.
All right, that's the Dirty Little Secret Thanksgiving Day edition.
Nice.
From our family to yours.
We're going to describe the title of a movie to you. We can't use any of the words in the title of the movie, any of the actors or actresses in the movie, or any of the characters from the movie.
Sing along, we know you do! And it's time for the No Name Movie Game!
106.5!
The end!
I had somebody tell me that they...
Shh.
Oh, sorry. That they fell asleep with the TV on.
Yeah?
And then they woke up to hearing that music. Uh-huh. Made them think of us.
I love it when people send us videos of them or their kids,
especially.
Singing along to the Universal Pictures song. Please send us those videos. They are always so funny. They melt our heart. We are playing with two contestants today. And the first one is Ashley. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
Where are you calling from?
Placerville,
home of movie files. Okay,
oh, cinephiles. I didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, all over. Everybody that's there. So, all right, you're playing with Katie. 45 seconds on the clock. Katie, are you ready?
I am.
Ashley, are you ready?
I'm so ready.
All right, then let's play. Go.
When something doesn't cost anything, it's what?
Free.
Yes. And then the opposite of a gal.
Free guy.
Yes.
One.
Okay. Passing.
Okay.
This is a group of superheroes.
Avengers.
Yes. But this is a specific movie. It's not the beginning. It's the
Endgame.
Yes.
Two.
Okay. This is a movie about an enslaved man that I believe fights against his master. And
I know what this is. Were you trying to describe Django Unchained?
Yeah.
That's not the plot of the movie. All right. So Ashley, you got
What is the plot?
He's a former slave, but then he is a runaway slave.
Yeah.
That is he teams up with it, like a white abolitionist that goes around killing slave owners. And the two of them go on this mission to just kind of anyway, it's a very good movie.
No, I've seen it.
I don't think you have.
No, I definitely have.
All right, you got 2 points. So, Ashley, I'm going to put you on hold. Don't worry, though, because Kevin's not here, so we're playing 2 rounds. Let's talk to Brian. Good morning, Brian.
Hi, good morning.
All right, so I'm playing with you. 45 seconds on the clock. You ready to roll?
Yes, let's do it.
All right. This is a Pixar movie. It's the opposite of Right Side In. emotions in your head.
Oh, Inside Out.
There we go. This is a video game character. He's blue. He's fast. He collects rings.
Sonic.
But the full title.
Oh, Sonic the Hedgehog.
There we go. Yes. Okay. This is the World War II movie. And it's got a very amazing opening about the storming of Normandy.
Oh my goodness.
Oh boy. The guy from Big is in it.
I have no idea.
The guy from Forrest Gump is in it. Saving Private Ryan. Saving Private Ryan.
Mm.
Yeah. Your name even rhymes with it, Brian.
You're so right.
I am so right. All right, here's the good news. When Kevin's off, we have a redemption round, okay? So, Brian, you and I are going to jump right back into it with another 45 seconds. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay, here we go. And it starts now. Very famous black and white Christmas movie. He wishes he was dead. Then he sees what would happen if he was.
Oh, my gosh. That's the
what's the opposite of opposite of death is? You know what? I'm going to pass. Never mind. I'm going to pass on that one. Okay. This is a Pixar movie about creatures in your closet. They try to scare you.
Monster, I think.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, there we're back on the clock. All right, and oh my God, this is here we go. Disney movie. Hakuna Matata. Hakuna Matata. God.
Wait. He might have said it. What did you say?
Lion King.
Okay. He did say okay. It. All right. Good. All right.
Man. Okay, so how many was that?
I got two more. So we have 4 points.
Okay.
What was I passing? Oh, It's a Wonderful Life is what I was passing on, Brian. It's a Wonderful Life.
He goes, okay.
I'm going to put Brian on hold. All right. Ashley, you only need 2 to tie, 3 to win. You ready to play?
Yeah.
45 seconds starts now.
Okay, if you get in a car accident and it hurts your neck, you've got...
neck brace?
No. Your neck goes back and then comes forward, and you have.
Oh, yes. There we go. Okay. One.
You can't say his name 3 times or he'll show up.
Oh boy.
Beetlejuice.
Yes. All but right. Now say it again.
Beetlejuice.
Yeah. Okay.
Beetlejuice.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. These are things that fly in the sky. Animals.
Birds.
Yes, and then but these are the kind that want to attack you.
Cool.
or attack stuff? Other animals.
Hawk.
No, I want you to say it.
What was
birds of prey?
Oh, the opposite of predator.
Okay.
Man, I hate it when this happens, but we have a tie. Oh boy, I wrote a number down between 1 and 20. Take a guess without going over.
11.
All righty. Let's see here. We're going to talk back with Brian. Brian, pick a number without going over.
1.
All right. Well, the answer was, Katie?
17.
17 was the right number. Ashley, congratulations. You have yourself some tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater to see Gladiator 2 on the biggest screen in town. All right. That is very awesome.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
I have a bad back, ladies and gentlemen. I have a bulging disc. I've had it for about 10 years, and it's getting progressively worse, so much to the point where I had to go to the ER on Monday for it. Mm-hmm. I met with my doctor yesterday, had a video visit, and we were discussing whether or not I need spinal surgery.
Okay.
He doesn't want to go there yet.
Okay.
Because I have an MRI coming up. But he does think that besides an epidural, there are certain things that I should try. One, all three of them have a twinge of silly.
Oh, I thought for some reason you were going to say sexy.
No. Okay. No. First one on there is probably the least silly. It's acupuncture.
Okay.
Now, I've done acupuncture in the past.
And he said it worked.
He said, did you get relief? I said, I did. It's only, but it only lasts for like 2 days.
Yeah.
Like, it's not very long lasting. Second one is aqua exercise.
Your mom has got some Sun City friends that are ready to do this with you.
I said, does Sutter have a pool? He goes, they do have a pool. I go, really? So I like bring a bathing suit to Sutter.
Well, you know, it's to a physical therapy center.
I go, get in the pool. And he goes, yeah, what are you picturing? It's not like a pool, like a big pool where people splash around. I go, well, what is it? And he goes, it's just like a tiny thing. And you get in there and they tell you what to do. I go, so what am I doing? He goes, I mean, like aqua physical therapy. Like, you're going to swish your arms back and forth, maybe walk around. I go, so the thing that old people do? And he goes, I mean, people who need help.
Okay, that's nice.
The last thing on there, silliest.
Okay.
He goes, now, the physical therapy place doesn't have this, so you would need to get this on your own. But I'm interested in you trying it. I go, what is it? He goes, why don't you get an inversion table?
Oh, that's not silly.
I find it very silly.
Why?
In case you don't know what an inversion table is, you get on a board,
yeah.
You strap in your ankles,
yes.
Then you flip the table over and hang upside down like a bat for 30 minutes.
I don't know that you have to do it for 30 minutes.
He was recommending 20 to 30 minutes.
Okay.
And the idea is that gravity decompresses, yes, your spine.
Yeah, my little brother uses one regularly.
Okay. He's like, it's very beneficial. A lot of people get a lot of results for it. And I said, okay, couple red flags. First one, hang upside down for 20 or 30 minutes. That's a very vulnerable position. I have a dog, I have two cats, and I have three kids.
They want to mess with you so bad.
I can't even work on the elliptical in my house without my kids staring at me as if I'm doing some sort of Olympic event.
Okay. I mean, you know, you could do what I do and go, get out of my room.
Well, they don't.
I mean, I don't say it that mean, but I go, I need some time.
I do say it that mean, and they still don't listen to me.
Okay.
And I can just see, not because they're a-holes, but they're just kind of curious as to what they can get away with.
Sure.
While I'm hanging upside down on a table, they just punch me in the groin. Picture me hanging upside down, and then they start doing something, and I'm going, hey, stop it. You stop it right now. Their idea is going to be, or what? Here's the other part of it.
Okay.
A table with leg straps is very 50 Shades of Grey. to just have hanging out in my bedroom.
Okay, so I have to tell you, you've seen one, right?
Not really.
Okay, it really just looks like, you know, if like the EMT comes and they have to put somebody on a board.
Yeah.
Okay, it looks like that board, but then it just has like ankle straps.
I gotta tell you something.
It doesn't look very sexy.
I mean, inversion tables usually don't look very... Okay, I'm looking at it now. Okay, and it seems more like almost a flat gaming chair.
Yes.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
but still,
it doesn't look sexy.
It looks less sex table-esque than I thought.
Okay.
I have a ring light that I keep in my closet.
Okay.
That's where I shoot my movie reviews that I put up on Instagram.
Okay.
Whenever I do, I bring the ring light out and I set it up. There's just a wall in my bedroom that has nothing behind it. It's great for filming stuff. Sometimes I forget to put the ring light away.
Okay.
And sometimes people come over to the house, such as a cleaning person.
Oh, God, and it looks like you've been making adult films in your bedroom.
It looks like there's a ring light on a tripod set up in a bedroom, and they just make the assumption Gavin from The Wake Up calls a cam girl.
Okay, and now you're going to step it up a couple notches and be like, he's a dom cam girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey,
okay.
Fellas, welcome back.
Okay, but before I do, like and subscribe. Okay, so of the three options.
No, he wants all three.
Oh, he wants all three.
Right,
okay,
yeah.
Well, get your bathing suit.
Yeah.
God, you know, at first you said this wasn't going to be sexy.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Look outside, ladies and gentlemen. It's coming down like cats and dogs.
Yes.
All right?
It was rough coming in.
And this is just the beginning of it because we are due for a bomb cyclone.
Oh, my God, Gavin.
And we are getting ourselves an atmospheric river, an early atmospheric river.
I can't. I have to tell you something. I can't go through bomb cyclone season with you again.
You've no choice.
Okay. Could you just be quiet about it, maybe? Because when an atmosphere, there are three things you love. Okay?
Make it four.
There are four things you love. Okay. Me.
Okay.
Okay. Bomb cyclones. Atmospheric river.
Yeah.
America.
You forgot dinosaurs.
No. These are top four. Okay? And when I need people to understand your dedication to storms, talking about storms, notifying people of storms.
Yeah.
It has to stop. Because, first of all, did you know I have a little notification on my computer here tells me it's raining.
You're right.
Okay, I don't need you. I don't need you. And I'm to the point I need you to stay out of it.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing, and I'll admit this, storms are like one of the most dad things about me.
Okay.
I am on it when it comes to storms. Like, if the Weather Channel was still relevant, I would be that guy that the dad from the 90s that we all grew up with that would just be standing in front of the Weather Channel for hours and just being like, all right, guys, it's saying that we're gonna get it.
Just looking outside, be like, it should be coming down by now.
Right. Where I grew up, where it snowed all the time, there were dads, my dad was one of them, that was just like, hey, just so everybody knows, 8 to 10 inches by 3 a.m., and then after that, an additional 4. So, are you listening?
As if your dad, still, because he's on the East Coast, so when you drive in...
He does!
When you drive in, it's like 8-something for him, or 7-something.
Yeah.
And he calls you, especially during the wintertime,
yeah,
to notify you on how much snow is on the ground there quite regularly.
Not only
so
that.
So this is in your DNA.
He follows storms here.
Here!
I know. Doesn't know how to do anything on his phone. can't figure out how to video chat with his own grandchildren, but he's figured out how to track the weather of Sacramento, California.
He does.
And can't wait to talk to me about it. But here's the sick part. I can't wait to talk to him about it.
Okay, then keep it with him.
Well, but how are you going to know when it rains?
Well, I was just outside.
I'm telling you, it's really going to come.
Okay, and then here's the thing. It's not actually information I need to know. I don't need to bring the cows in.
This is ridiculous.
Okay, I don't need to coop the chickens. It's not the Wizard of Oz.
Right.
So whether it comes or whether it doesn't, there's nothing I need to do except bring an umbrella.
How are you going to know, though, about the Fujiwara effect?
What?
That's what's causing all this weather. We've got a bomb cyclone in the north. We've got an atmospheric
what
river.
What is a bomb cyclone?
It's like a spinny air system that kind of keeps things in place.
Okay.
We got an atmospheric river coming in and out of the south. And then here's the wild card.
Okay.
Mr. Fujiwara effect is in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Okay.
Keeping everything just still.
Oh,
so it's just going to come in and sit. So, okay, you know what? Fine. Your backyard turns into a giant puddle.
It does.
You won't know until it's a giant puddle.
Okay, but even if I know, there's nothing I can do about it. There's a drainage problem.
I guess that's true. For everybody else, though, just know you're going to get real wet.
Yeah, get your cows in.
Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of that.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.